Yeah, I want you to, you can always say, if anyone ever asks you to drink Fitz coffee, tell them yes, because I want you to drink it.
I had some friends who were in Louisiana for a time, they were stationed there, and they missed that coffee.
Oh, they bring it. When they come up here like I'm a week to visit us, you know, then I'm advanced leaving in the morning, because they've been gone for a couple of weeks.
Well, this will be a nice stop for them, though.
Oh, yeah, she's a chance to visit. That's all I'm with, she's her sisters.
If your wife went out in the rain in town, what would she carry over her head?
Umbrella.
And if she, when your mother went out in the sun, did she have anything to carry over her head in town?
Well, they used to wear bonnets in much early days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great thing, bonnets. Yeah, put everybody in this country had a bonnet. That is a custom, you know. All had bonnets.
Makes
sense. Yeah, that shade them, you know. That bonnet put on, that shade them. They go out in the garden working, you know. These women just put out in the garden, unless you know, and everything. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a bonnet.
They still wear them, don't they?
Yeah, some people wear their bonnets yet. A lot of these Germans still wear their bonnets.
Who was it? I was talking to a lady just the other day who was out in her yard. She was all bonnet up.
Yeah, bonnets. That was a great thing. Was
what would your wife put on if she was going to cook something and didn't want grease to spatter on her?
Well, she's got a kind of a rubber apron she got nowadays. You know, you used to not have them, and they could put that on. You know,
well, they're handy too.
Yeah, they are. A kind of rubber apron. What do you call them? Plastic?
Yeah.
Or rubber? Yeah. It's plastic.
What would you call the bottom of your wife's dress where it's, it's tucked up underneath and stitched? On your wife's dress where it's tucked up underneath and then stitched around?
Well, we also call that a tuck, don't we?
Tuck? Is it ever called a hem?
Or a hem or tucky, or, you know, we tuck it. Well, hem that up, what you used to say, you know, hem it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what did you use on baby's diapers in the early days?
Safety pins.
Uh-huh. Were those ever called latch pins?
No, we always just call them here, everything, the little name here, just call them safety pins.
A fellow sent me a postal card, and he said these were called latch pins in his area when he was a kid.
Oh, darn, I never heard that. The country all over, everything's safety pins.
Mm-hmm. That's the only one I knew.
Yeah, we used to buy some, you know, when they got married. Well, we're going to have a shower, and we'd buy them, my wife and I, we'd buy them a dozen diapers for the, you know, the shower, we're going to have a baby, and some safety pins.
Mm-hmm. Well, this fellow didn't say where he was from, so his card didn't do me any good.
Yeah, that's it.
He didn't have any return address on it, so I couldn't contact him.
Yeah, that's it.
But that's a good title, the latch pin.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Sounds like something that would go in your door.
That's it.
What are the parts of a man's suit?
Let's see, the parts of a man's suit. It would be his coat and vest, wouldn't it, to go with it? And his shirt and tie?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd call, you know, shirt and tie and vest and coat.
These things?
Yeah, them trousers.
Uh-huh. What do you have on there?
Well, I've got waist pants, you know. I'll use these every day, waist pants, what I'm using for.
Is there a difference between pants and trousers?
Well, yeah, in a way, you know, you'll call them work pants and then dress pants, you know.
Uh-huh.
Dress trousers, what we call them.
Mm-hmm. Did your dad use anything to hold his pants up?
I tell you, them days it was mostly a bib overhaul. You had to spend, you know, them bib come on hooked, you know what I mean, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have waist pants much in the early days. But everything was bib overhauls.
Yeah, I've got a couple pairs in the garage.
Yeah, that's a great thing, bib overhauls.
They're hard to beat when you want to stay clean, aren't they?
Oh, I know it, yeah.
I thought of putting one pair in the car and just keeping it in the trunk. Yeah.
Well, it's a good deal. See, you know, not entertaining, but you know, down Louisiana, there where they all raise, you know, rice is a great. They use rice. That's a big thing. Gumbo. You ever eat gumbo?
Is that called jambalaya too?
Well, it's. Do you all call jambalaya, Laureen?
Oh, we call it jambalaya and gumbo is two different dish. Gumbo is in a liquid form like soup, and jambalaya is.